Christianity is very much anti-nature. very much against the real world. If white people, for example, believe that Jesus is their savior, and Jesus was a Jew, they cannot be expected to oppose the Jews. It's very simple. It's a very elementary concept. If you believe that your God is a Jew, you are not going to resist the Jews. If you believe that the nigger race is your fellow human, and that Jesus loves you both, and that God loves all, then it's going to be harder for you or for the white people in general out there to adopt a pro-white, vehemently racist platform as we espouse. If you believe that the blacks are your equals, and that all races are God's children, you're not going to be very apt to fight to remove the nigger race from America, are you? If you believe that blacks are simply God's children and that we should love them, how are you going to resist them? Obviously, though, we don't love the nigger race. We don't love the blood racers. That is the most honest position to take. No, of course, we don't love the other races. In order to properly understand Christianity, in order to properly understand the role of Christianity in the story, and the origin of Christianity is, as most people who look at it and realize, Jewish. The Jews began Christianity. Christianity did not begin in Europe. Christianity is not the religion of the Germans, the religion of Russia, the religion of Frenchmen. Christianity is a religion of